So if somebody is suffering terribly in old age because of disease and they want to leave also, but they are not able to leave, so and they have done some spiritual activities in their life also, why does this happen? See, broadly speaking, we all go through the action, good actions that we do in this life, they will always bring good reactions. But sometimes some karma we may have done for which we may have to bear some reactions. So it's not that the good action that they have done, they have gone waste is because they are suffering now terribly. Those are just karmic, those are just the karma getting exhausted. So sometimes the soul is meant to stay in a particular body for a certain time, and that's it stays there. So what we can do is help those people as much as possible to rise above the body. So for example, if in that spiritual, if in that wherever they are, you know, there can be some spiritual vibration, some spiritual, either some spiritual some pictures of Krishna, some soft kirtans, soft, not noisy kirtans because that will disturb them, soft kirtans and some prayerful recitation of verses or whatever, that can actually give a lot of relief. In fact, now there is an increasing dimension of spiritual care in hospice care. When there is hospice, where people are going to die, but if there is a good spiritual vibrant atmosphere over there, that helps people enormously. So we just help them to tolerate that situation better by giving them spirituality as much as possible in that situation. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah.